David Tennant, who is such a big music fan that you're named after a pop star, David.
I am, yes. This is true.
Tell me about it.
Well, I was 16 when I joined the Actors Union, Equity. Mm. And they have a very strict policy that no two actors in the union can have the same name. Because I suppose that's the closest thing you've got to a trademark, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Which is why most actors, or lots of actors, have got other names. It's not just a sort of weird, narcissistic move that a lot of actors make. It's because to join the union to work, you have to. Mm. And at 16, I was told there was another David McDonald, and I would have to get my Equity card, I'd have to become something else. And I didn't know what to do. I thought, how do I choose another name? So I flicked through a copy of Smash Hits. And you have to put three, I don't know if you still have to do this, but you had to put your top three options.
Oh, yeah.
So my first option was, remember Spear of Destiny?
Yes.
I was nearly David Brandon after Kirk Brandon from Spear of Destiny.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a narrow escape.
Well, you know, I'm just looking at the name, principally. Yeah. I did like Spear of Destiny, though.
No, I mean, no, not because
don't
of the
diss
music.
The Destiny.
I just think David Tennant is a strong name.
I think it is. It worked out incredibly well. Yeah. And then Neil Tennant from the page. I thought I should go sort of two syllables. That felt like names should have two syllables. I don't know why it's 16.
The rhythm feels right. No, I get it. Yeah.
So, David Tennant was my second choice, but there must have been a David Brandon as well, I guess.
After Neil Tennant. So were you,
but after Neil Tennant for the Pet Shop Boys, yeah.
You were a big Pets fan.
I was a big Pets fan, yeah.
Still?
Aren't they still great?
Yes.
I mean, they never get old.
They're literally on our show tomorrow. So this is why I'm bringing this up.
Why am I not here tomorrow?
Well, I just wondered if you'd ever...
I've never met him.
You've never had the conversation
with him? I've never had the conversation with him. I've never met him. I was on Zoe Ball's show and he emailed in to say he was pleased. So I feel like I've been blessed.
I like that.
I have been blessed from on high.
There's something kind of suitably PS. There's a suitable kind of PSB chill about that. There's a remove
there
that I find quite enjoyable.
Yeah, there's a blessing. There's something almost religious about it.
Exactly.
I feel like I've been blessed by Neil Tennant without ever having to be in the same room as him.
You've been anointed from afar.
Yeah. And we're sort of related, so...
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of my dad. So I'd love to meet him, and I'm relieved to hear, unless it was someone, you know, winding up the Zoe Ball show and just emailing in.
We'll find out, we'll check.
Yeah, do check. I am relieved that he seems to be okay with it.
Yeah.
I was always a fan. I mean, they were just starting out then.
Yes.
When was I 16? God, I can't do the maths. But I was a teenager. I think I had their first album. So it was 1986 or something. 1987 it would have been.
And it was always going to be acting for you. I mean, obviously that's you kind of applying for your union card so that you can work at a young age. But even before that, you'd insisted not only that you were going to act, but that you were going to play Doctor Who. I mean, was there ever a plan B?
I mean, it was never as specific as that, but certainly Doctor Who was a show.
Didn't you write a story at school about playing Doctor Who?
Not about playing Doctor Who,
just about being
I was an obsessive fan of Doctor Who as a child.
Okay.
I had posters on my wall. I met Tom Baker and John Menzies and he signed my book. I mean, I did all that as a kid.
Mm.
So I grew up being excited by storytelling and a lot of that excitement came from shows like Doctor Who and specifically Doctor Who.
Mm.
But then Doctor Who wasn't on air. You know, it stopped. So I wasn't, so when I was at drama school, I wasn't thinking, I'm doing this so that one day Russell T. Davis will take me into his front room.
Crossing fingers.
Yeah. So that... You know, it sort of it morphed from something that got me excited about the idea of acting into something that I was a fan of. And then, of course, weirdly, the show came back. And then, weirdness of all weirdness, I ended up being in it. Yeah.
And was there ever a plan B? Did you ever come close to having to pursue one?
There never was a plan B, which still gives me the fear a little bit. I mean, now I'm kind of... Oh, a little bit longer in the tooth. Certainly early on, I used to get the fear that it would all stop and I would have
to work out what you were going to do with your life.
And at what point is it too... At what point are you too old to retrain for something proper? I mean, I'm past that now. Now I guess I'd have to go and...
You and me both would be like, what, B&Q?
B&Q are good. Just listen, B&Q.
No, I'm saying it's good. So I always think that's the...
I think they're skilled, though. People work in B&Q. They know stuff about stuff.
So we
can't work in B&Q. I don't know what we've got.
Any other ideas?
I don't want to say anything because I'd feel it will slightly undermine the good hard work that anybody in any other profession does.
I think that's fair enough.
We are skillless.
Agreed.
We are without skill sets, Lauren.
I mean,
so just cling on to these chairs with our white knuckles.
You did recently add another string to your bow with your podcast series launched early last year. I believe you described it as a midlife crisis podcast.
Did I?
Yes.
Yeah, it probably was. Well, it was just the opportunity rather presented itself. And I thought, I've never done anything like that. I have no idea if I can. But I suppose if I had anything I could bring to it, there's a couple of people I could call up who would probably do me a favour and be on it.
Yeah, just a few. The guest list was pretty awesome.
Well, it was, luckily people said yes. So it was, what's good about doing something like that is because it's not my world or my skill set. You know, I'm not a genius of interviewing like you are. Lauren Laverne.
For sure, stop it.
But it was very much aspiring to the kind of stuff that people like yourself do, that you thought, well, maybe if I'm coming at it as someone who's been interviewed rather than being an interviewer, maybe there's that provides a different angle. Mm. And if it doesn't, it's just me in a room with someone that I know kind of having a chat. So there was absolutely no expectation for it and no need for it to be any good, which I think was the only way I could have proceeded with it.
David Tennant does a podcast with fantastic episodes with Whoopi Goldberg, Olivia Colman, John Hamm, Michael Sheen, obviously, Sir Ian McKellen. Mm. Will there be a series two?
I think maybe. But I don't quite know when it will be or who'll be on it. There's a few people. Mm-hmm. I'd quite like to do Neil Tennant. That would be fun, wouldn't it?
We could ask him tomorrow.
If that's
he's on
the first
our show.
Time I ever meet him.
Yes.
Was when I was interviewing him for a podcast.
Come on. Should we ask him tomorrow?
Will you ask him and tell me what he says?
Yeah. So I'll get him to email Zoe Ball and then she'll tell you. David Tennant, thank you so much for joining
Thanks,
us.
Lauren.
You can catch Dead Waterfowl on Channel 4 and on 4OD right now. 6 Music. What do I